Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Oh, ouch.
Okay, and Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, British stylies?
Ooh. All right, Mike. Mike, what's wrong?
What? Oh, right, because I went ouch. Well, here's what happened. I was getting the ingredients for the drink out of my, so I had some of them in the fridge, and while I was doing that, I was also microwaving a plate of leftovers. Ooh. To eat before the thing.
You're like an octopus in the kitchen.
And I bent down, I went up, and I didn't close the, I have my microwave on top of the fridge.
Yeah.
And I went right up, boom, head into the corner of the door of the microwave.
Ooh.
It hurt. I thought I was going to be bleeding. I'm not bleeding, but I am a little hurt.
You got a big old welt on the old
Your
dome.
Feelings.
Big welts coming, and yeah, it's one of those, you know, when you hit yourself or like hurt yourself like that, you're more just like, oh, what'd I fucking do that for?
Yeah, you do it, and then you're sort of like, why? The other day, shit. I was trying to...
I forgot about this. I have a delivery. I gotta... Hold on a second. I meant to bring that up. Shit!
This is an on-pod delivery. I wonder what it'll be.
I'm nervous.
My guess is that it's wings. What do you think it is,
Jim? Wings for the blowout. Perhaps.
I got a delivery coming myself, so this is kind of a view into the future for me. Jeff, you ever have D-Town Pizza in L.A.?
D-Town, no.
Detroit-style pizza in West Hollywood. Oh, it's good, good, good. I had it last night.
What's it doing in West Hollywood? Get it out here.
I know.
We need more pizza out here and less condos.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to name names, but we have some of the worst pizza on earth right here.
Yes, we do.
And
we
some did. Very good pizza as well.
Yes.
Bella Luna Truck. Uh-huh. That's my Maximino's my boy. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's back.
I hear rustling and kerfuffling.
And tussling. Oh, he hit his head on the microwave door again, folks.
Ooh.
Donk.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Okay, now I was half expecting John Haskell to jump out and this was some sort of weird bit.
No, it was a medication delivery.
Edibles, man.
I got uppers, downers, Vikies, poppies, Roso boys.
Nice. Zoomers, yeah. Screamers.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to have a good ass week.
I've been leaning on the Claritin pretty hard these days. You can probably tell in the old,
hell yeah,
in the old voice.
Oh yeah,
I'm grogged.
Do you guys don't? So I live up a few floors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you guys don't live up too far. Jeff, you live up a floor. But like, if somebody comes to deliver and they say meet me at the door, says meet at the door, does that mean like meet at the door you come in at, or like my apartment door,
the building door,
case by case?
Building door. I met. I went down the stairs and met her halfway.
You should insist they do the walk up.
Yeah, the walk of shame.
Well, it's like raining outside, and I was like, this person doesn't want to be doing this at all.
Let me
help out a little bit.
Are you talking about interesting delivery experiences?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I had a Curb Your Enthusiasm worthy miscommunication yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I ordered D-Town Pizza. And I was very excited for it to arrive. I was tracking the Door Dasher as he was driving. That's how excited I was. And he's coming to my street. I go stand outside. I don't normally do this, but I really wanted to eat some of that square pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I get out there and I see a car kind of like rolling down my block and looking around. And I wave. I'm like, hey, it's me. And then the person kind of gets out of the car. And I'm like, yep, come over. And so the guy walks over to me. And at the same time, another guy rounds the corner on foot with a big stack of D-Town pizza for me. And I say, wait, who the hell are you, dude? Identify yourself.
Yeah.
And it was Dave's Hot Chicken. And I look
also
across.
Also coming to me.
Also coming to me. I did that when I was in Arizona. Me and Ben ordered 4 Grubhubs at the same time. And they all
that's too much. Run. Wait, get back to the main story.
No, it's fun when you see the Grubhubbers seeing each other. Hey, wait a second.
You're cheating on me.
So the Dave's Hot Chicken guy walks all the way up to me, starts handing me Dave's Hot Chicken. I say, oh, no, that's Dave's Hot Chicken. And then I look across the street. I see a neighbor wandering the streets looking for their Dave's Hot Chicken. I say, you go over there. You come here.
You're directing traffic.
Well, let's all meet at my house. We're eating this all together.
Light up cones.
And I enjoyed it. So now, yeah, today I'm going to go stand out there and kind of direct all the delivery guys.
That's nice.
Okay, we got a Uber Eats over there. We got a Postmates over there. Here you go.
Succession, you guys watching?
No.
Yes.
Now, Jeff, you've never watched.
I've seen the pilot.
And Tim, you're in. You're all the way in.
Jeff, you don't watch Succession? Why don't you fuck off? Why don't you have another bullshit day at the fuck off company?
Yeah. Yeah. I've only seen the first episode of this season so far. And it seemed more like made up fuck words, fuck swear words than I was used to.
You fuck word.
Fuck word?
Fuckwood, bring me my...
Fuckwood, bring me my
fancies.
Shit.
Why do you want to bring your shit? You want you out of the toilet?
Yeah, well, because fuckwood is like a curse word guy.
Wait, did you say shirt or shit?
Shit.
Shit.
Okay.
If I did say shirt, I misspoke. Here's what I did. I started watching the other night when it came out on Sunday. And it's getting a little late. And I was like, oh, I don't want to stay up too late. But I got to start. I got to watch it. I got to be up on what's going on. And the last time I watched the last episode of last season, I must have like watched on half on my TV and then half on my computer because it was still like, it registered my HBO app was like, oh, you still haven't seen last episode of last season. So I'm watching it. I make it about halfway through. I was like, I've seen these scenes before. What the fuck is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I got like 35 minutes in. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm trying to get to sleep here.
A lot of these interfaces feel too smart. They're trying to be too smart. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, pick up where you left off. And I'm like, you don't know that I didn't watch the last episode at my friend's place or on my phone or something. Like, I think it's a pain in some cases to just get to the episode list.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of these shows, they'll be like, you want to keep watching Sopranos, right? And then they just pick it up where they think you are.
Yeah.
And I say, no. Let me control where I start. Yeah.
Yes. Let me decide.
I disagree. I like when they keep track of it because I'll bounce around sometimes from one Apple TV to another. I'm not logged in. I am logged in. I'm in a different account. I don't know where I am. I need that little red bar picking me right back up where I was.
But here's the thing, Tim. I will sometimes just turn my whole TV off and shut everything off, which I think is shutting off the
I do that
Roku.
Every night.
But I'll go back and then it's like the TV shut off, but the episode kept playing.
Ooh.
But it doesn't happen all the time. And then sometimes I'm on, it's a very freaky thing around here.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is freaking me out.
We'll save it for the Halloween episode.
Yeah, save it for Halloween. Ooh. We don't need that now. Oh, it's spring.
Right, well, Jeff, remind me about that Halloween thing.
Yeah, I will. I'll remind you in late September.
Yes, yes. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Can we just get on to the booze news, please?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh. And I don't support J.K. Rowling, quite frankly.
What is that mysterious ticking noise?
Hey, guys, do you hear that?
Snipe. Snipe. Severus Snipe.
Certain type of news.
Snipe. Severus Snipe.
Bip. Bip.
Snipe.
Bip.
Snipe. Severus Snipe.
Booze news.
Snipe. Snipe.
Bip?
Severus Snipe.
What about Ron?
Snipe.
Ron.
Severus Snipe. Snipe. Severus Snipe.
Oh, it's the unmistakable sound of booze news, everybody.
Yay!
Booze news. Bip, bip, bow, 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 booze news.
It's booze news, you Daniel Radcliffe enthusiasts.
The mysterious bipping noise was sent to us by Sarah Poletti. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, well, nice. you know, I love the one who lived. Harry.
Come to die.
Harry Potter.
You know, maybe I mentioned this before you, but you know, Daniel Radcliffe is in an episode of Digman that I wrote.
Yes. Oh, nice.
So you might call us collaborators. I was in the record, hopped on Zoom with him. Hey, Daniel, it's great to collab, man. Maybe I come on one of your things sometime.
Maybe you take me to the wizard shop. Yeah. I heard about this recording. I heard he kept stopping and he was like, I'm sorry. I know it was explained to me. Why is he here?
I don't like the look of the man in that one square there.
He reeks of Hagrid. Oh.
Does Hagrid smell really good?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Tim. Hagrid's like a bouquet of what, a fucking daffodils. I don't know.
Oh, those are good smelling flowers.
Let me tell you something I did recently. I'm not proud of this.
Is it booze news?
Yeah, it's Harry Potter news.
Okay.
I saw an ad for the Harry Potter video game, and I was like, I wonder what the Harry Potter video game is like. So I went on YouTube. And I watched like a playthrough thing.
Yeah.
A guy was just playing it. And it was a 45-minute video. I didn't watch all of it. But I'm sitting there. It starts up from the very beginning where you're just like following a guy around these cliffs or something. And it got about 10 minutes in. I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? I can't do this. I can't be watching somebody else play a boring video game. This is nuts.
A lot of people spend it's a big a lot industry, of time Michael. Doing that.
Well, that's what was so cool is like, I know I'll be able to find it, and boom, did.
Boosh.
But I didn't even scrub through. I should have scrubbed through.
You gotta scrub.
Get
to the good parts.
It's the good stuff.
Get to the good parts with booze news. Okay, here's the top story.
Nice.
White Claw vodka. White Claw. Premium vodka. Now you're probably thinking, oh, vodka soda, because they put out a line of vodka. You know, White Claw is very vodka soda-esque, but it's a malt beverage. And they more recently put out actual cans of vodka soda, much like High Noon. But no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about vodka. This was sent to us by Costco Hypebeast on the Sloppy Boys Discord. And if you want access to the Discord of the Sloppy Boys, you can chit chat with other slop heads. You just gotta subscribe to our Patreon and have a blast. But this is bottles of vodka. We are talking the world's first triple wave filtered vodka, filtered three times using pressure equal to a 30-foot wave. Okay. It's vodka reimagined for a superior,
equal
smoother finish. Best served crashing over ice with soda at sunset. 100% American grain, triple filtered, gluten-free, 40% alcohol, aka 80 proof. We're talking about black cherry vodka. We're talking about mango vodka. We're talking about pineapple and good old original premium vodka. You've had?
Ooh, no. I've
heard about this.
They're going in reverse. That's funny that they made a big splash with seltzer and then all the vodkas or everybody else tried to pivot and get to the seltzer game and they're going the other way.
They're also... Brand-wise, all this surf terminology is funny because I kind of felt like the branding on White Claw was like, let's claw. And it was maybe a little bit skateboardy, but it was really more...
it's like surf waves, like literally like a cresting wave is like a White Claw. But they do not step on that.
No, I mean, that's
always anyone said that before?
Anyone said what?
I didn't know if that was a known thing in the surf world, like a White Claw is the
well, their logo is sort of like a claw, but it's a wave.
No, yeah, but I didn't know if that was coming from a surf thing.
I bet it did. I always kind of just not thinking about it, thought that was, logo was a clam.
White clam.
White clams.
Would be good. Clam vodka. It could be like a Caesar.
Yeah.
But their TV commercials were basically like a black and white version of Euphoria, a bunch of teens, scraggly-haired teens clowning around.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of going back to be like, it's like drinking a wave, man. It's a little more like straightforward. Maybe that Gen Z approach didn't work for them. I don't know.
I mean, they have Gen Z. They have them already. They so maybe they're them. Just trying something new.
And I saw in an episode of Euphoria in season 2, there were White Claws, and it didn't look like brand placement, but they like go into a convenience store to steal booze, and it looks like a pack of White Claw, or definitely is, but they're not even showing off the label.
I think what happened, because I think I saw something about this. I think what happened is they got so like seltzer, they got so big, they were like the first of the seltzer wave, and then everyone else did seltzer, so they now need to like do something else.
Yeah,
but right. There's also so many vodka brands too, so it's just like getting them a little bit of a head start because, like, oh, you know, White Claw. Well, now they do vodka.
And truly, they're like value add. The thing that is makes them interesting is their flavors. Like, if the flavors of their vodka is good, they will have a product. I don't know about this filtered by the pressure of a 30-ton wave or whatever they said.
That checks out. 30-foot wave, that checks out.
But yeah, like, the surf community would understand.
Like,
that.
nobody's impressed by the amount of times the charcoal filter does its thing anymore. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't see why they spend any time on that. But if the mango tastes good, like good mango, I'm buying it.
I'll go one step further, and I say, stop filtering my vodka. I want chunks. I want to bite down into a big vodka chunk.
I want to filter chunks.
Vodka chunk.
This got pulp in it.
Fucking lost my train of thought.
Sorry, can't
too
be blamed.
White Claws.
You can't be blamed here on Booze News. A very special episode.
Well, separate thing I could say is I do like black cherry. My go-to White Claw is the black cherry flavor. How about you guys?
Yeah,
I tell you, I don't think I've had enough White Claws to really have a favorite flavor. I don't really like seltzers in general.
Michael. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't you want to fit in with the youth?
I know. I'm over in the corner drinking a Budweiser.
I don't get excited about the seltzers, but I do like crushing 10 White Claws on a hot summer day.
Sure.
I think it's just that like fakey malty flavor.
That's true. But some of them have gotten better. Like, I mean, I remember because during COVID, I tried every brand. I feel like the Corona brand was a standout.
I remember
Corona seltzers.
Topo
are really
Chico
good.
As well.
Oop, Topo.
Corona's the zero carbo one, so that's why people like that.
Ooh, that might be good for me in my keto diet.
Oh, God, here we go again. Hanford gets healthy.
How's that going?
Have you eaten one carbless food this year?
I'm slipping. Let's see. Today I may have done well. I'm pretty sure I had a salad for lunch and I put some meat on top of it. And then, I had a fig bar.
What kind of meat? Just like cold cut turkey you flopped on top of a salad?
It was like cubes, like turkey cubes.
Oh, nice.
But I had a fig bar this morning. Whoops.
That's a carbo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Newton? What kind of fig bar? Newton?
It is a...
Because that's actually fruit and cake.
Not baked or a nay baked. I can't really see the box, but it's right. I can see it right here.
Dang.
It's good. Strawberry flavored fig bar.
Hey, I joined a gym. How about that? How about that for my Hanford Gets Healthy?
Dutton gets...
when you do it... Oh, wow. Jeff is doing Hanford Gets Healthy.
Wow. So what is it? Like he eats some keto every once in a while and talks about it more than he ever has done it?
Sure. Yeah.
And every once in a while runs a marathon without preparing.
Man, this weekend, I haven't run in a while because it's been crappy out, but this weekend I was like, all right, I got all Sunday. Let me go for a run. Like it just never came together.
That's been my whole life, Mike.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm not an exerciser, so this is new to me. I went to the gym twice in a row. I went like Thursday morning and Friday morning. And I'm learning all the machines, all the weird ones, where you strap in your leg and you do a weird thing with your leg that you don't ever do in normal life, you know? And then you wake up the next day and you go, ooh, because weird little giblets in your leg are sore that you never really get to use.
Jeff, I want you to don't get discouraged if you don't look like the, Incredible Hulk the first day.
Yeah. good, because I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't even look. I don't even look like J. Jonah Jameson. He's an old man.
Who is that? He's what?
He's an old man. Never mind.
Just a random old man.
I don't even look like Stan Lee. Does that do any better for you?
There you go. Incredible Hulk reminds me of the phenomenon I have a lot, where I'm like, whatever happened to Mark Ruffalo? That was a good actor. I liked him, but his career fell off. And then you find out he's been in 10,000 movies as the Hulk. I'm just not watching him.
Yeah. Well, is that it for Booze News?
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Whew.
Bye, Booze News.
And with Booze News out of the way, we turn our attention to the drink of the day at long last.
Ooh.
Ah. You might have heard of this one. The official drink of the Chelsea Flower Show, the Henley Royal Regatta, and of course, Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
We speak today of Pim's Cup.
Wow.
You've had?
I've had, yes.
Not once have I had.
You've heard, though.
I've heard. I'm very excited to drink this stuff that is looks more like, I thought it would be a gin. Pim's would be a gin because it's English, but it
it's
is not.
It's a gin. It's like a kind of a digestive
it's gin-based.
Yeah.
It is. Well, it's like a dark, it's dark. That's why I was
I'll tell you.
Confused and concerned.
Jeff, before you teach us all about it, it's my percent. I've had maybe two Pim's cups in my life.
Mm-hmm, same.
Both times, daytime at a pub, being like, oh, it's daytime. What should I drink? Oh, I know. I'll have this. You know, they do this thing in London where if it's like a nice day and a pub is like full of people and they go there, you know, people in London right after work, they go to a pub and they get shithouse drunk and then they're in bed by 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
but you're kind of allowed to spill out into the street even. I guess that's more chill now in the post-COVID era. What's that?
And spill your drinks.
Yeah, you spill your drink, you spill your seed, you do whatever you want. You're kind of allowed to step out the door of a pub and enjoy the nice weather and be standing on a sidewalk and not get, the bobbies don't come after you for open container. And I feel like I had it once in London, and then I've had it at like Verdugo or the York or some pub like place around here. But I think of it as a preppy Britishy Tennessee, like a gin and tonic kind of.
And you're right on the money, T. It's a big British thing. It's very like storied. It's been around since like the 1800s over there, and it got a second wind in New Orleans. But yeah, it started as like an elixir for digestion, a gin based cocktail, invented by Pim, James Pim.
Hey, Jim Pim.
Jim Pim.
This guy owned an oyster bar in 1823. And he started serving spirit-based punches in cups. He sold it to another dude in 1856. It changed hands several times. But at one point, it says, according to Wikipedia, at one point, Pim, one of his employees or one of his successors, created the first Pim's liqueur. So it's another one of these, like, we don't know exactly how it came out, but this is an old ass drink. It started from Pim and his oyster bar.
And say again when that happened?
Let's say 1850-ish.
Okay. I just missed
And
that.
Then it was
general time.
Designed to be mixed with lemonade and trademarked and commercially released in 1912. So that's when you start to get the bottle that says, Pim's the number one cup by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen.
Now, 1912 is the year the Titanic sank. Do you think that could be related at all?
Don't know about that.
Probably not.
You might notice on the bottle it says the number one cup.
Hell yeah.
This is Pim's number one we're dealing with. There is also, or at one point there was, Pim's number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh.
Most of them are not available anymore, but I did a little digging. According to belleannee.com, as in like beautiful year, you know, French. Ooh. The number two cup is based on Scotch whiskey. Number three cup based on brandy. Number four cup based on rum. Number five, rye whiskey. And number six, vodka. All are now phased out with the exception of a limited production of number six, vodka. And number three, brandy, which is currently being marketed as Pim's Winter Cup, similar to mulled wine.
Ooh. I just saw here, a cup, according to the net, a cup is like, it's like a spirit and a soft drink and a fruit. It's a genre of cocktail, I guess.
Ooh.
Like a mixed drink.
I'm seeing that like the London version, like the classic one, is made to be served with lemonade, their version of lemonade, which is like sparkling and clear. And these days they use like lemon soda. So your Sprites and your 7-Ups.
Okay.
Versus.
You ever had Fentimans? They sell it at Cap and Cork, but
I've had Fentimans.
At the case at the end of the aisle. Fentimans lemonade is, it's a fancy Victorian lemonade. They sell it at Cap'n Cork and it's fizzy.
Oh,
and
that sounds probably, yeah, dynamite. Or like, you know, those Italian sodas you get where it's like, ooh, you can make a nice Paloma out of this stuff.
Oh yeah, like a limonada.
Well, those are
but
good.
The other one you see a lot of, and the one we're going off today that I found at liquor.com is ginger ale. That's kind of the more common one and also the more Nolans one.
Love it.
Ooh, that's what I got.
Noise.
I'm looking up the.
This is a drink that has a lot of variations. You're not going to find a standard recipe, but if you look online, again, liquor.com, they got the hookup. They're telling you to do the following. 2 ounces, Pimm's number one. 1/2 ounce, lemon juice. Ginger ale to the top. Garnish. Buckle up, folks.
Yeah.
Cucumber slice.
Oh!
Mint sprig.
Ooh.
Strawberry.
Huh?
Lemon wheel, optional. Orange wheel, also optional. But you know I got all of them. All the above. It's going to be a pool party in that glass.
I'm looking at the picture of, oh, okay, yes, yes.
This is sort of like an everybody get in here drink. It's kind of like a brighter Bloody Mary, one might say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's how you do it. You build it in the glass. You add the Pimm's and the lemon juice to a highball glass over ice. Top with ginger ale, stir briefly to combine. Leave room for all that garnish.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a salad up there.
Okay.
And this is sort of, would you call it a long drink? It's a low ABV sipper in a tall boy.
Yeah, yeah, that's called a highball.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, Pimm's is not a very liquor-y liquor, huh?
No, I'm seeing here it's 50 proof.
This should, I'm surprised this isn't more of a posh drink these days. People love the low alcohol. It's bright. It's approachable.
Yeah, I do think that even though we've heard of this because we tread in these waters all the time, this is probably one that not a good section of slop heads maybe haven't come across.
How dare you?
I was telling people today about it, and they were like, so half the people knew what it was, and half the people were. And I went out in the street. I was all different boroughs getting a really solid survey.
I feel like it's a weird one where half the people don't know it, but then the other half it's like old hat. They'd be like, you haven't done that yet? Like it's a very famous cocktail, but it's just not on a lot of menus in America.
Right. No, we haven't done that yet, but we've done over 128 episodes so far.
Yes, we ever hear of the Borg?
Victor Borga?
Yeah, I drank one just before I came here. You drank a whole Borg?
You're impressed with this hypothetical person. Wow. Holy You're a hell shit. Of a guy.
I have first had one of these in the Christmas time, which is a weird time to be having a Pimm's cup. People call it a summer drink, but here on the pod, we're calling it spring. You know, summer's
got
enough drinks.
That's how this came up. We were having our brambles last week, right? And we said, let's keep the spring fling alive.
We're on the gin train.
It's a spring is sprung.
Yeah.
It's a spring is sprung drink.
Wait, didn't we have like a thing, kind of a hashtag for people? Oh, take a ramble with a bramble.
Yeah. How do you?
This spring.
Yeah. Did that ever take off?
It probably did by the time of this airing. I wanted to add one that would say, post your spring fling. Let's say you're having a romance this spring. Mm-hmm. Post a picture of you and your lover, and you're having a Pimm's cup, and you say, Sloppy Boys, here's my hashtag spring fling.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe you're making love.
Yeah. No, we don't want to see that stuff. Anything that's appropriate for Instagram is what we want to see.
You could be maybe doing a double vaginal, double anal.
Out of frame.
It's totally fine with us. Yeah, all you hear is
also
okay. Yeah, full audio, yeah, that's enough out of frame.
If you find yourself eating some hot, spicy, deep fried chicken, maybe show us your spring wing.
People who listen to our Patreon probably heard us eat some spicy hot chicken this week in our Hot Ones episode. You gotta subscribe.
Tim, we can't call it that. Our warm singulars episode.
Warm singulars.
Warm singulars.
Singulars.
Tune in, folks. All right, why don't we make these Pimm's cups?
Yes.
And when we come back, first sips.
Ooh. I'm going to have to do a lot of chopping. And
yeah,
a
me
lot
too.
Of, do you guys have all the garnishes? I got cucumber. Jeff got me mint. I have strawberry. Ooh, I got to save a wheel of my lemon before I juice it. That's good to know.
Smart. This cucumber in the picture is interesting. It's like a long sheet of a cucumber, and you just kind of slide it in the side. It's like,
yeah, there's a lot
that.
Of creative use of
the
cucumber.
Length of the glass.
Ooh, also, I'll say I'm gonna do this kind of to specs to start. But a lot of people, saying, don't be afraid to muddle the cucumber, muddle the lemon, get those juices flowing. That could be good for round two.
Wait, I'm looking at pictures on Google Images. I'm pretty surprised by the amount of
what?
It's all highball glasses and different clear glasses, but I thought that this was a drink that had its own cup, like a
I thought so too.
A Moscow Mule or a Mint Julep.
Like you said earlier, Tim, a cup is a genre.
I know, but still, even
I thought
so,
it was in like a pewter cup.
Yeah, pewter, a pedestaled pewter cup.
A pedestal pewter?
Tim, you're simply wrong, wrong, wrong.
Bring me my pedestaled pewter.
Put it in whatever cup you like.
I was wrong, and I made some bad choices, and I regret it. And it's not reflective of who I am.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
But hey, if you have a fancy cup, you want to give it its day in the sun? Put your Pims in there.
Put your Pims in it on the Sloppy Boys podcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Let's see him.
I've made an absolute vegetable and fruit mess in my kitchen.
Ooh, what a medley.
Okay.
Oh my God, Hanford, that thing's gigantic.
That looks like a Garth Algar kind of.
But it was,
Go ahead.
I didn't really have a highball glass, and I didn't want to use the same one, so I like this glass, so I tried it out.
Man, look what you get when you do all the garnish. Red, orange, yellow, green, and don't forget, brown.
It's beautiful. When I've ordered them at bars, I've never, like, I think I got a little carried away, and we all kind of turned ours into these big spa waters, like salads. But
yeah.
I feel like usually they maybe choose a garnish and don't use all five garnishes.
Yeah, hanging an orange and a lemon off the side is
too much.
A bit much.
I also felt like all day I was like, oh, we're doing that drink that has a lot of ingredients tonight. And then I was making it. I was like, oh, it's just Pim's lemon and ginger ale.
Yeah, the drink itself is quite simple. It's all the it's the Carmen Miranda bullshit up top.
But Jeff, is it delectable? Only time will tell.
Let's find out, huh? Let's find out. Now's the time.
I'm getting a little swayed by the smell. I can tell it already. Oh, very good. Very refreshing.
My God, spring has sprung, babe.
Very nice.
Spring has sprung like three times in the last month.
I know. It's
every episode it seems to spring.
Jimmy Pim, I love your drink, man.
Jim Pim does it again.
I got to say, I took a little sip of the Pim's.
Yeah.
When I was making it, and I was like, oh, it didn't taste very ginny to me, but I did get a, like a little digestive type.
Yeah, you probably digested a bunch of your lunch.
Yeah, it was gentle. Jeff is drinking Pim straight from the bottle now. Nasty.
Okay, cool. Now no one can drink from that cup.
No, they can't.
COVID.
From that bottle?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It kind of disappeared. Maybe I had to add a lot of ginger ale to top, but I don't taste it in the drink.
Well, it's designed to be mixed. You know, like you're not supposed to drink it straight. It's made to be like, give it the sweet and sour of a lemonade and syrup.
It reminded me of like an alcoholic version of Dr. Pepper. Like what Dr. Pepper is to other sodas, this felt like.
Yes, yes.
Got a little bit of a cinnamony taste.
Dr. Pepper, another closely guarded recipe. Combining all sorts of herbs and bitters and roots.
I heard a rumor. Mm-hmm. That the recipe for Dr. Pepper is Pepsi root beer. Two-thirds Pepsi, one-third root beer.
It can't be that easy.
It's that easy. Make it.
That's what they're doing.
I like a drink that's associated with an event. Like when you said this is the official cocktail of Wimbledon.
Yeah.
It's like how a mint julep is the official cocktail of the Kentucky Derby. I feel like there should always be something like that. Like, when we play a Sloppy Boys show, everyone should know they're drinking a Calpe cordial. You know, there's the official drink.
Mm-hmm.
Brings you together, makes you say, this tears is kind of fun. Tears you apart on the inside. Hurts your feelings.
I feel like the official drink for like any American or most sporting events is just beer.
Yeah, it's Budweiser.
Without like a
Bud Heavy.
Dilly Dilly.
Specific thing.
The first Pim's bar arrived in 1971 at the Wimbledon tournament. So they like, you know, you go to the tournament, you actually go to a Pim's bar and they make
1971. That seems late for this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
Mike, you once went to the Indian Wells tennis tournament in Palm Springs.
For the what was that called? The something open.
Hey, you're wearing a tennis shirt right now.
I know. I was just thinking about
a tennis t-shirt.
The BPN Open, I think it was called.
When you went to that,
yes.
Well, I would imagine that probably everyone was drinking Mick Ultra, right? Or what was anyone doing this type of thing?
It was. I didn't see any of these, but there were. But I didn't know what they were at the time either. But there was, like Heinekens and Mick Ultras were kind of the vibe. But I think you could still get like Bud Lights and stuff. And they did have mixed cocktail stations, but just kind of the general stuff. And there was, I forget what the brand was, but there was like a champagne section that had kind of a cool like fake brass down and
Corbel,
yeah. But it had like a table made out of like this glass case that had tennis balls all inside of it and stuff. And it was a sectioned off area that I sat in for a few minutes.
Garnish should be a little tennis ball, a little slice of tennis ball fuzz.
My little I picked this color specifically as a little.
What is that?
Tennis ball at the end of this, my little, strawberry was on.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. I thought it appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Gotta say, all your guys' drinks look stunning.
Beautiful.
This is a real photogenic
this
day.
This is a good bachelorette party drink, huh? Don't you think that...
Bachelorette party. Oh,
let's say you're all lounging at the Bellagio pool, and then somebody brings up a pitcher of Pimm's.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
You're getting all excited for the Sloppy Boys show you got together to go see tonight.
In Las Vegas.
For the Bachelorette's last big hurrah.
Yeah, you spend the afternoon with Pimm and the evening with Tim.
Oh, shit. I got the hiccups.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
You know when you have the hiccups? Maybe I don't have the hiccups, but you're like waiting for the next one to come and you're like, is it over?
Oh, the anticipation is the best.
Mike, you know, I learned the secret. Somebody showed me the secret. Tim, you were there. Mm. I always thought the secret to curing hiccups was you plug your nose and you chug water.
Yeah, right.
That's not the whole story, unfortunately.
That's what they didn't tell you.
What you need to do is, this person told me, what about your ears? I said, no, it's your nose. They said, you plug your nose and chug this water. I'm going to plug your ears. And I was having those painful hiccups after you eat something hot.
Oh,
Tim,
yeah.
Tim, you just fed me a spoonful of chili oil.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah, you got the hiccups.
You did instantly. Turn your head and there was a spoon there.
That was
in your
the
mouth.
Fastest hiccups ever. You had it like you had barely swallowed and you're like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. It was painful too. It was like the ones that like kind of hurt a little bit.
It was really chest, yeah. It was chili then, crisp. It was hot
really
as
good.
Fuck.
But then sure shooting. That's the actual cure. It worked immediately. I just hope that I could do it with earplugs and I don't need another person.
Right, right. That's tough.
Cuz I live alone and if I ever get hiccups alone, I'm fucked.
Knock on your neighbor's door.
I had one my brother was telling me he like I had the hiccups, and he asked me a series of questions, and all of a sudden, you like forget about having the hiccups, and
it was like a spell.
Right, it's taking your mind off. Yeah. That's what the scaring people or drinking water upside down, like leaning forward and drinking off the far end of a water glass. It's not doing anything physically, but it's making you think.
Really,
my thing is
psychosomatic.
My thing that never fails and works instantly is take the biggest slurp of air you can and fill your lungs, and just hold your breath, and it goes away. You can't hiccup with full lungs.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like I've done that before, and then like while I'm holding my breath, I'm still like.
Well, truly, yeah, and
that's
and
a fail.
Also, yeah, that's a fail.
Yeah, check my blog.
If anything, these might be helpful later tonight on the blowout when we do the spicy hot sauce challenge because that I tend to get hiccups.
Oh, the warm singulars, huh?
The spices, yeah.
Warm singulars, it's happening.
Well, I got to keep sipping this drink. Hold on.
Mike, you mentioned Korbel champagne.
Jeff did, but I was there to hear.
You witnessed Jeff's mentioning, yes. But he's drinking now, so I'm talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
That just reminded me of the old 90s catchphrase, hey, if it's not Korbel, it's not champagne. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that's exactly false. Champagne, if it's not French, it's not champagne. It's sparkling white wine. Korbel is from California, so it's that slogan is an actual lie.
Wait, is that what I thought? Bell. You flipped it. I thought it was if it's not sharp champagne.
If it's not champagne, it's not Korbel. That's true. That's it's true that if you're not drinking champagne, you're definitely not drinking Korbel.
Korbel, give me a glass of Korbel. We're celebrating.
Can I get a couple of cups of Korbel?
a couple solo cups of Korbel, please. Ah, this is a good drink.
And I'll take them on the toilet, please.
I'll tell you what. I was a little suspicious of what the cucumber would do. It comes through.
Yes.
The cucumber's in there.
I told the cucumber, I'm like, hey, we're going to be chilling out, come through.
Yeah. And I also thought the lemon was maybe going to be not enough lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I'm actually tasting it or just all the other shit in there.
We got lemon juice in there, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Oh, yeah. A cup of it.
You guys spank your mint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give it one big spank.
Spank the minty.
And it said, yes, daddy.
Oh, God.
What? It did.
Youch. Zaddy. Mint is zaddy now.
Oh, I didn't know that. That mint was
I didn't realize that was the case, but I guess it is.
I guess it
I'm
is.
I'm sort of guessing that it is, my man. I sort of guess that it is.
Would you change anything? Be honest.
I am, for my round two, I want to taste my Pimm's more. So I'm going to pack my glass with more ice. and try to put less ginger ale. But I mean, I was going to say back off the lemon, but I like a lot. I love a Tom Collins. I love a gin and tonic. This is a very refreshing drink. It's nice to keep it kind of bright.
Yep.
I'd probably pull off the, I'd pull away from the garnishes maybe.
Yeah.
What?
I totally made a salad. It looks like a garden in here.
Yeah, it's insane. I also didn't leave enough room, so I kept taking little sips to like poke on a strawberry in or whatever. I've also heard, you know, you can try ginger beer. You can try, you know, champagne or club soda. Everybody
two versions I probably stuff. Would not enjoy, Jeff.
I wouldn't do ginger beer. I think ale is welcome here. This is a rare, it's a rare...
ale's welcome.
Great execution of ale. Much like the Yule Mule.
I think
I see.
I just had a thought. You know, I haven't actually been getting very drunk on the pod lately. That's a lie.
That's not true. How quickly you forget, Timothy.
You know, it kind of fucks with my memory.
At Guinnessy,
I was gonna say that I was in the mood to get drunk tonight, and maybe I was gonna pour a big one.
This might not be the drink for that.
Yeah, but I feel like I want to because it's a low ABV. Maybe I really pim up my glass like halfway.
Ooh. Also, I mean, you know, this is a good drink and it tastes good, so you can have four.
Yeah, and you're going to be happy with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, did you cut your cucumber the long way like they did online?
Yeah, if you can see it in here.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bother you that you just kind of house the whole cuke now?
Look
at him. He couldn't be happier.
The cuke is pretty, I kind of cut it in half and then did it the long way. And then, you know, cut that half the long way and then just shave it off.
I sort of did a spear.
Can I tell you something about cukes?
Like a pickle spear.
Yeah. Normal, big, fat American cucumbers, rather boring food. But you ever have had those little summer cukes they use in, like, Korean food? In, like, a cucumber salad? Oh, that's good.
Never even heard of it, Tim. Heard of it.
You ever eaten at Dune in Atwater?
Mm-hmm.
I got some of those little cukes there, and you can dip them in the hummus. Ooh, Timmy!
If I got a fried chicken sandwich at Dune, would I have those cukes in there?
You could get a side. That's what's interesting about Dune. It's Middle Eastern food, like lamb and shawarma and stuff, and then you could get fried
great
chicken.
Falafel.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that, like, what's the Japanese fried chicken, karaage, I believe. They're doing that at Dune. I don't think that exists in the Middle East, but it's a fusion cuisine.
That place is so good. It's also you can eat a giant piece of fried chicken and a big fat pita with all that like dressing and all the vegetables on it, and then
their pita is so good because they make it in a wood fired oven. It's like a Neapolitan pizza,
and it's all fresh and like you could still feel like you could go for a jog. You know, you're clean running. It feels like light.
You sprint home after the meal.
Yeah. Sprint home to the toilet.
I never really fill that thing when up. I eat, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to jog for a few hours, but it would be kind of funny to have a big spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, spumoni,
carbo-loaded, instantly run.
Every time I have garlic bread, a good one, I'm like, why? I should do this more often. A good garlic bread. Mwah.
I had a garlic bread era during the pandemic, and it was very fun. I had like a week where I kept getting Italian food and getting a side of garlic bread, and I was like, this shit is so good. And when you're a kid, not a little kid, but like I felt like East Coast teenager Tim was eating garlic bread all the time.
Sure.
And it doesn't come up that often in LA town.
Well, is there a garlic bread era in the Taylor Swift tour? Do we know?
Yeah. She comes out dressed as a loaf.
Well, you know the ones you get at like the freezer department and like it's like the
a baguette.
It's cut in half and you take it out of the bag. And they're
never
like,
bought that.
They're like neon yellow looking buttery things.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, this
like,
is going to be good.
Like at like the Dresden or the Smokehouse or something where they're proud of their kind of like, oh, we have this like cheesy garlic bread or
dude,
this.
Venice Room.
Yeah, man.
They got a nice, I mean, they gave it to you frozen, but you slap that
you
on the
you grill it up yourself.
That's like a nice, it's got a nice big fat chunk of garlicky butter on it. Ooh.
Yeah, but don't try to kiss me after that garlic, Jeff. I won't have it.
Ooh. And don't try to kiss me either.
Dracula.
Drake?
Residual.
Count Drake?
Residual garlic.
Dracula, that could be good. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Dracula.
You used to call me in my coffin.
I know when that garlic stink.
Damn.
Yes, the meme.
Did I tell you guys about the grocery trip I had, rounding up all these ingredients?
No.
No, this usually don't tell us about the trips because
you're pretty mum.
Pretty uneventful usually, right?
Right. Normally. Because a lot of the time it's cut and dry. But, you know, as you'll remember, even as early as episode 2 for the zombie, sometimes you got to go on a bit of a scavenger hunt. You got to grab this, you got to grab that. So here
the
I am.
The zombie especially.
Especially. You need the Falernum.
Oh, shit.
Was that Falernum in the zombie? Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Here I am at Albertsons, right?
Word.
Cart teeming with fruits and vegetables. And then I get my ginger ale.
That's like a trust is a must.
Yeah. Sweating in my wool suit. What do I got? Cukes, lemon, orange, ginger ale, the Pimm's, the mint. But then all of a sudden, I was beside myself. I was like, I'm forgetting something, right? I'm frozen in the middle of
boys.
And I'm thinking, what am I forgetting? What does it go in? What's the delivery mechanism for this drink? Do I need to pick up a jar or a jug?
Or a stein.
Or a pewter cup.
What is the vehicle, vessel for this drink?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, bang, I hear bang. What? And I look up. I was like, what the fuck? And then another cart had crashed into mine. And in that cart, lemon, orange, mint, cucumber, all exactly the same stuff.
Same.
What the hell?
And as I look up, slowly I'm looking up from the contents of the cart up to the hands. And I see like there's a bunch of bracelets and sort of like fingerless gloves. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I keep looking up. There's a bear chest with a vest and a bandana around the neck. As I continue to kind of, my head is slowly
going
up.
You were panning. You were tilting up.
Slow tilt. Well, you're a director. You know that type of stuff.
Bandana around the neck.
Did you do a Dutch angle at all at any point?
No, this is just a straight, you know, one axis. And then sort of an older dude. He had like, you know, scraggly blonde hair. And I was like, this guy is like a rock guy. I feel like I've seen this guy. And he could tell. He was like, yeah, I know. I was in Van Halen. And I was like, yeah, Eddie Van Halen. And he says, no. He said, no, David Lee Roth. And I, yes, David Lee Roth. I was like, buddy, you look like you're up to what I'm up to. I just can't remember what this got to be in this drink.
You were in a quandary.
Yeah. And so he sort of understood. And he's like, I can help you, dude, totally. And then luckily
he had your back.
Yeah. Luckily my phone was already in my hand. Cause I was looking at the list. Like I got everything I think.
Yeah.
And so I just quickly, I press record and this is what I got. This is what he said. I sort of got it.
I see where you're coming from, dude. A lot of people have this problem. It even happened to me once. In fact, I wrote this little song to help me remember. I got stuff. Ginger ale and a lemon and mint.
Nice.
I got cukes. Got the cuke real slim. You got to go with strawberries to put in your pins.
Here it comes though.
Yeah.
It's a Pimm's cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put it in a cup. It's a Pimm's cup.
Cup.
It's a tall glass cup. I know you'll be all right if you just remember the name of the drink. It's great to meet you, Dutch.
He knew you were a Dutch.
Wow, cool. He's walking away there when he...
Yeah. It's so true. Man. The name will remind.
Yep. If I just stopped to think.
You knew like what you had to get, but you weren't thinking about the name of the drink.
Yes, exactly, Tim. I had the ingredients and I knew how to combine them, but I didn't know what to put it in.
Right. That's cool, man.
Cup.
Cup, yeah.
Cup. And you met him. You met the guy.
Yep.
It's so weird. That's David awesome. Lee Roth, like, there was so much made out of, like, him breaking up with Van Halen, and then Sammy Hagar's in, and David Lee Roth's out, and he's a solo artist, and all this shit. And then you see him, you look at him a little confused, and he goes, yep, I was in Van Halen.
he's dealt with it enough, apparently.
He's quick to offer that. Yeah. People know.
Yep. Yeah. He probably has said in that grocery store, he probably had said it 10 or 20 times. Yeah.
Yep, I'm the guy.
But That's nice, cool, Jeff.
That's really cool.
Other people have had that problem as well.
Yeah. And oh yeah, you're not
alone.
You couldn't
remember the cup. You couldn't remember it.
You never know what people are going through. People are suffering in silence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone you meet is dealing with an invisible battle all their own.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's true.
That sucks.
This is water, you know?
That sucks. Yeah, that sucks. Well, why don't we make a second round? And when we come back, we'll give our final thoughts.
Hell yeah.
On this very summery spring drink.
Ooh.
Hell yeah, playa.
Great. I am going to make a full number two.
Me too.
Great.
Oh, shit.
Stop!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Back with round two of Pimm's Cups.
Nice.
I just went a little harder on the Pimm's. Just another, okay. Another heavy splash of Pimm's.
I went a little softer on the ginger ale, but I took a bigger sip of Pimm's this time. It's really kind of a classic Amaro taste, and I feel like some of the Fernet bros should switch over to Pimm's.
Ooh.
You know what's good about my Pimm's? I didn't make a new one. I'm finishing my other one. But I pushed everything down to the bottom. I used my toothpick, yeah. boom, everything down the bottom. Boom, so boom. Now my last sips are like soaked in
fruit juice,
garden salad.
Oh, yeah. You're going to mash
and
up that
I am not
cuke.
Complaining.
I'm going to mash up that cuke a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sipping.
Squish.
Crush it up. Crush it
squish
up.
Squish it. And squish it.
Damn. I'm still losing the Pimm's to the lemon. The lemon really neutralizes it.
Hmm.
Is you that what they lemon call lemon the Pimm neutralizer?
Yeah, lemon. That finally makes sense to me.
The PIM neutralizer.
Jimmy's nemesis. Hi, what's your name, Jim? What's your drink called, PIM?
PIM. Yay. That'd be like making him a drink, the Tim PIM.
Yeah.
I want to try the lemon lime Sprite-y version. I'm normally not a Sprite guy. I'm on the record. Don't like Sprite.
I know.
But
I just Sprite Zero today.
I think it'd be pretty damn good.
A Sprite Zero? How is that, Tim?
Kind of tastes fakey.
Because I am Sprite. I am pro Sprite. Mm. Love Sprite. Had a 7-Up this weekend.
The Uncola?
Fucking mm-hmm. A. That's good.
I got the spot.
Here's another idea, folks.
Yes.
We all know by now, PIM's number one is derived from gin, or it's gin-like. What you got here is a nice low ABV sipper. What if you put a nice little shot of gin in there, too?
Whoa.
Oh, fortifying with another spirit.
Think about that. Just something to think about.
And we will. We will think long and hard about it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it sounds good.
I've got to feel like my bar just got a lot more British. I've got the... Still have leftover slow gin, and now I got PIMS.
Hey, the Bramble. Mm-hmm. I ran out of. I was making a lot of Brambles. I love the Bramble. Been it's making good. Them a lot. Ran out of gin. I was making so many, and I said, "I might have to go split base." And I threw a little slow gin in there. Mm. Didn't hurt anything.
Sweet, made yeah. it sweet.
Made it a little sweet.
Damn, might have to go split base on this mofo.
Were you there, Mike?
No, but I know how you get when split bass is in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. This
it's so weird they're making a split. Sequel to that movie Split, and it's called Split Bass.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is weird.
You, Tim. I'm with
it's
you.
It's freaking weird.
Yeah.
It's freaky. Did anyone see Cabin in the Woods or Knock it's at the freaky. Door?
Yeah, it sucked.
Knock at the Cabin? Was that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin.
Clearly, Cabin in the Woods was taken, so like, knock at the door, that's taken. Knock at the Cabin.
Hey, wait, you said you did see it?
It was a piece of shit.
Oh.
I heard it was a book, and the book is good, and they changed the ending, and now the movie's bad.
It felt like not a book, but a short story. It felt like a
Black Mirror.
Wouldn't this be some rather interesting circumstances?
He's a French guy. Rather.
You want to pronounce this word?
Hello. What is up?
I know when that hotline bling. I was trying to do Dracula, and I got stuck between a few things there. Fuck my whole life at this point, quite honestly.
Jeff, we're just getting to hour two here if you want to start wrapping things up.
All right. Let's, as we wind down, slowly but surely, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on this very spring drink.
I'm going to say something that I don't say often, and I usually kind of try to pump the brakes when it's said on this podcast.
When it's
just to make sure, everyone's clear mind.
Is he going to say SCC?
Slow Children Crossing?
It's a Stone Cold Classic.
Whoa!
And I will order it again. This is a Stone Cold Classic. I actually will order it again.
Unlike
last
other.
Time I brought it.
Stone Cold Classic? I hate it.
I don't like it, but it is a Stone Cold Classic. You gotta believe
I wish it wasn't.
Yeah, folks, this is an order again. And again because of its low ABV. You're going to have more than one of these. Make a pitcher. Have it at a party. You know, this is for mass consumption.
Mm-hmm. Mask consumption.
Mask
yes. If you're mask, you should
and
drink
femme
this.
Consumption. This drink should not be, like, I feel like it's a C-tier drink. This is an A-tier drink.
I agree.
It should be discussed.
Yeah, more people should know about it.
It should be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it might have to do with the fact that PIMS is only one thing. It's not like vodka, there's many brands. PIMS is just
PIMS
one.
Number one.
Also, like, what else can you really even do with PIMS besides this? That's
you could do so out. Much. You can put it in a boil it, bake it, put it in a stew. Slip yeah. it in a stew.
Ooh, PIMS PIMS potato, okay.
PIMS for Tim. My review is it's a Stone Cold.
You don't have to classic.
And I yeah. will order it again. And it's, you know what? Make it a part of your spring fling. Go for a walk with your lover. Text us a picture to our cell phones.
Yep.
And bring it along on your Bramble Ramble. Let's say you're going on a Bramble Ramble. Make bring yourself a Pim.
You're taking bring a Pim's on a Bramble Ramble?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Pour you a Pim's it. For your Bramble Ramble.
Now, before we scoot on out of here, I do want to say, we all know the meme where DiCaprio is like pointing at the TV from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
Does Tim's color palette right now in a Zoom screen not look exactly like that?
He does.
The light is something, you know, he's wearing kind of an orange.
I don't see the color palette, but I see what you're talking about. Like when you look at my face, it's very.
You look at the man.
A-list celebrity heartthrob.
That's
vibes.
Where you and I differ, my boy.
I feel the exact opposite.
I mean specifically the color palette.
I have said before, and I will stand on this platform, Tim does not resemble the hunks.
He's a chunk, not a hunk.
Except for Pedro Pascal.
No, he looks like Pedro. Oh, man. How about that, Pedro, huh? Like, I was watching Last of Us, and I said, God, it's just like my boy Tim.
I mean, I get it a lot, man. I get it IRL. I get it in the you know how you had David Lee Roth telling you stuff in the grocery line? Mm-hmm. I get Pedro Pascal there. It's already dying down, but during Last of Us, I felt like it was...
daily?
If I poked my face out the front door, I would get it.
Has anyone stopped you and said, hey, you know who you look like?
Constantly.
Really?
Strangers, I've seen it constantly.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Damn.
They specifically say I look like Pedro Fatscal.
Yeah, Pizza Fatscal. Oh, hey.
Hey, you look like Pizza Fatscal. And I'm like, a fat pizza version of Pedro Pascal?
Yes,
like, yep,
yes.
To me, you do.
To me? I'm like, well, I got it 10 times today.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough of the chit chat, go over to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, plunk down that $5. That's only $5. And then you get the entire back catalog of the superior show, The Sloppy Boys Blowout.
That's prestige. That's a prestige show. This is sort of bottom feeder bullshit, shoveling shit to the pigs.
Sure.
That serves feces to the swine over there behind the paywall.
Sort of the golden age of podcasts. People talk about the golden age of television.
Yeah.
This is sort of a different medium, but same thing. A lot of like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Good episode, guys.
Yeah, great work, you two.
Great work, Jim Pim.
Great work, Jim Pim. James Pim.
Jim Pim, rippity bim bim bim.
And, of course, great work, you at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
See you later.